Cicada's courtship. The dissipation of freshly harvested leeks wilted in a crate on the floor in the kitchen the morning after reminded me you said you'd died what some had called a shamanic death. Parting that evening, you said you'd write to me about sweetness. Later, I looked for the moment when you stopped being just another party guest, pleasant enough but common, and started looking like a minor miracle of dust and alcohol sweat, a heart thin but determined, the soft body of the self emerging from the primitive armor of a cicada shell. I caught a whiff of the sweet promise that lies in resurrection and the scent of a courtship as brief as the living moment. You said you'd spend winter in the warm womb of the city incubating the many children of your dreams, or else on the farm reading and snaring rabbits. The heart, you said, cycles through shame and redemption, and the body goes along for the ride. The margin of your own body had been eroded by neglect, then illness, then a care too anxious so that you could not sit comfortably for more than a few minutes on a bare wooden chair. Earlier that day, you'd admired from across the market the belly of a man, a glorious belly, so round and healthy. You said you'd said so much through the click and release of the hollow timbal in your chest, and with your own hearing gone deaf, you sang. The music that evening made me grateful, and when I said, I have needed a new heartbreak, I heard in answer your knowing laughter, a soul recognizing the dying self emerge in another. Then you looked at me to find the moment when I stepped forward, unfurling wings where a hard-shelled placeholder for a life had been. In the room of love's possibility, there are acts of kindness. You'd offered a cup of tea made of basil flowers, and drowsy on my nest of cushions at a party, I drank peppery, fragrant heat like nectar. You said you'd had dreams slide off the back of your head before you could pull yourself back from the falling edge, as just now. You'd realized something, but the words weren't quite. And I cautioned you not to tell, but to keep it for your new life, valuable and quiet. The lights that night reflected on your wide lenses so that when you spoke, I saw a constellation. Your voice sifted like shadow and sunshine while I was reaching for a hold to climb by, knowing in my climbing this form I took would die. How can I describe such articulation in every joint, the devotional drone of lonely songs sunk in the thick air of late summer nights when the ripe world spent prepares to turn inward and die on the outside? How can I remember limbs that loosen and multiply, eyes bright as the moon watching what happens in the dark? How can it be? Someone speaks a few words of that changing season, and already our thoughts turn toward metamorphosis and the dark smell of the earth above us.